Welcome to Zola's. If you need help with anything, we'll know.
We're looking for someone who works here.
Itzy.
You have an appointment?
No, not for an appointment.
We're old friends, stopping by. We wanted it to be a surprise.
I haven't seen her for the last couple days. I don't think she's in this week.
She said so?
I guess I just assumed.
Pity.
Do you know where we can find her?
I don't think I can just give that information out. I wouldn't know anyway. She doesn't really talk much. Is there anything else you need?
These are very pretty. Obsidian, yes?
I don't know. I just work here.
Such a beautiful darkness to the stone.
The prices should be marked.
What is your name?
Lottie.
Lottie. That's very pretty.
Thanks.
Some people like stones with specks of color, Lottie. Spots. Streaks. Imperfections. But what draws me to obsidian, when it is unadulterated by pollutants, is its appearance of almost infinite depth. It's perfection.
I could ring you up if you pick one.
We would really like to know where our friend is, Lottie. There isn't a detail you're forgetting?
Sir, is employees only past the counter, please?
Knox, close the door. Memory is a fickle thing polluted by human weakness, Lottie.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
You needn't be afraid of us.
Sir, what are you doing? You can't touch me. Let go of me!
I'm here at the 8:15 meeting.
Great one. What did you see?
The priestess was with a young man.
I think his name is Topher. Please, just leave me alone.
So much fear upon your cheek, little one. So much useless anxiety.
Please, just let me go.
You will be at peace soon enough. The world will be at peace, and the void will reign.
You are listening to The Call of the Void. Stay tuned. Stay sane.
Victorian society was romanced by a complexion that was on the verge of death. The pale skin and watery eyes associated with consumption were considered very chic for the era, and they were hell-bent on making themselves look as close to the edge of death as possible. They discovered the best way to look like you were on the edge of death was to in fact be on the edge of death. This meant dripping deadly belladonna directly into their pupils to make their eyes shine, and coating their skin with layers of opium, ammonia, and mercury to bleach themselves into perfect blankness. When all of this wasn't killing them fast enough, they would nibble on these. These small white pills are arsenic wafers, the perfect snack to accompany your afternoon tea. These were common in most aristocrat homes and were shared around the wealthy elite. If that still wasn't killing you fast enough and you really wanted to die, and you were lucky enough to live in a territory called Bohemia, you could visit your local arsenic spring. These were literally hot springs that were laced with arsenic with the purpose of making your entire body an even coat of ghostly pale. Poison was a part of their daily life, and they didn't even know it was there. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to cut the tour short a little bit today, but you are more than welcome to stick around and wander through the shop if you want to. Thanks.
Leave a message.
Hey, Etsy. Sorry for calling you again. I'm just calling to check back in. I I wanted to apologize for the other day, which I know I told you, but I would love to say it to your face at some point. So call me back when you get a chance. Yeah, I'm gonna hang up.
Have worked their way into the edges of this. Experts are still drawing out critical zones, but a quarantine is a definite problem. We are urging you to keep your eyes on our social media live updates to what many are calling a crisis of horrific proportion.
I think we probably heard enough of that. My guess is it's just going to keep getting worse. How are you feeling today, Simone? We're going to get some food in your system. That dreadful cereal that you like? Nobody's supposed to like off-brand cereal. I was thinking about the last thing that we said to each other. You know? It was mean, and that's messed up. A few bites would be good for you. I'll let you work on that. Etsy! Hey! Hi!
Hey!
How are you? Did you get my message?
Which one?
That's a yes. Look.
Forget it.
No, that was wrong. You didn't deserve any of that.
Are you near the French Quarter?
I can be. Do you want me to meet you at Zola's?
No, you should try to keep away from there for a while.
What happened?
I have something you need to see.
Okay.
Right now.
Hey.
Hey.
I got you a coffee, but it's currently black.
Oh, thank you.
There's cream and sugar on the counter if you want.
Thanks. That's really nice of you.
85 cents a piece. I am now bankrupt.
You and me both.
How are you?
I'm okay. Simone's been getting a little worse.
I'm sorry to hear that.
How have you been? You're holding an envelope.
Someone left it for me at work.
Who?
My coworker said a guy came in looking for me. For us.
Okay, why? What is this? A case file?
From JM Labs.
Oh my god.
You recognize him?
The guy in the swamp. Etsy, that's the guy that was leading the ritual.
His real name is Daniel Elias Johnson. He was one of the test subjects for interdimensional communication, too. Test subject D. My coworker says he goes by Necromon.
Necromon.
I never met him at the lab. They kept all of the test subjects completely separated from each other. But apparently there was some crossover for our time there.
These trials look...
He didn't react to them like I did. It seems like in a weird way he actually enjoyed the process.
That's horrifying. So... Does he... Can he do what you can do?
Sort of. There was something a few pages in here. Test subject D is beginning to make progress. When asked to reach, sounds from different membranes are detectable through the enclosure. These sounds vary in degree and intensity. The next objective will be to cross into another dimensional plane. Dr. Joanne Delman. They abandoned the experiments on him after he stopped making progress crossing over.
Crossing over.
He showed a concentrated ability to read people in this reality, but he was never able to cross over to other dimensions.
Not like you.
Yeah, he never got as far as me.
And... Okay, and why now?
What do you mean?
This guy just shows up at your work.
All I know is that he's been searching for me. For us, actually. My coworker said he gave him your name.
Great.
Sorry.
I don't trust him.
I didn't say I did, but we should find out what he wants.
If he gave this information to you, he wants you. I mean, he's a cult leader. They're clinical narcissists. You've seen Eyes Wide Shut, right? I don't want that to happen.
You don't want Eyes Wide Shut to happen?
No, I don't want anything to happen to...
I get it, Topher.
Etsy, I really am sorry. I was hurting, and I pushed that onto you, and you didn't deserve that.
It hurt, but I understand where you were coming from.
I didn't mean anything I said. I know that doesn't excuse it, but I want to make it better.
I guess you buy the coffee next time, then.
Deal. I have been thinking about all this the last couple of days, and now that I've heard about this Necromon thing, I don't know what's safe anymore. I think we need to move on this.
What exactly is moving on this?
I think this guy's only going to keep gathering people unless someone stops him.
And that's us.
That thing in the swamp, it's been sending you messages. I think we need to send a message back.
Okay.
But if we are going to walk in there, again, we'll need some protection.
Like what, weapons?
Attention shoppers! Red tags are half off today. Anything that does not have a red tag is not half off today.
Did you guys find everything all right?
Yup.
Yeah, we did. You guys were having a sale on crowbars.
Yep. Are you guys going camping or something?
What?
You're buying, like, survival gear? Like, knives and rope?
Yeah. We were thinking about it.
Cool.
I also needed a new axe for around the house.
For, like, yard work?
Yeah. Yeah. Do I need a license to buy a gun?
This is a hardware store.
Wow, Topher.
We have pellet guns.
Would those be able to stop someone?
Stop someone?
You know, like, slow them down if they were charging you?
I guess.
You don't have anything bigger, do you?
Oh my gosh.
No, but I could order something for you.
That's fine. I think the axe should work.
Okay. $72.50.
Okay. Do I push the red button or the green button for debit?
Green. Yeah, just press the green button.
Sorry, it was hard to see them for a second.
Dude, there's literally two buttons on the thing.
What's wrong?
I got it. Thanks.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You couldn't see the buttons. Topher.
It's been, starting to go in and out.
When did it start?
The morning after we saw the thing in the swamp. I don't know how fast it's going to affect me, so I need to do this while I still can. That is still the plan, right?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't see how destruction is the way we win here.
What does that mean? You want to kill it, right? You've seen what it does. This isn't a friendly first encounter. It leaves minds numb and burned empty. Blank. All blank.
But it doesn't want that from me. It's calling me to do something.
It didn't look like a conversation the last time you were talking to it.
Aren't you curious what it wants?
I know what it wants.
Maybe you don't. Maybe it only knows pain.
Etsy.
You don't understand this thing like I do. It's my monster.
I think I do.
Okay, what is that supposed to mean? Topher, that's a car! Are you okay?
I can't see.
What?
The steering wheel. I can't see the steering wheel.
Okay, just breathe. It's okay, Topher. Just breathe.
It's coming back?
You're okay.
I can almost see you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming back. Oh, it happened so fast.
Maybe I drive the rest of the way.
Hey, Baker.
Hey.
Sorry we're late. What's wrong?
She's not breathing. She hasn't been breathing for the last 20 minutes.
Shit, Simone. Hey, Simone, wake up, okay?
I tried to give her something to eat, but she wouldn't eat anything, and then she just leaned back and she started staring up to the ceiling like that. She doesn't have a heartbeat or a pulse.
Let me see her. She's still alive.
Can you talk to her?
That's not how it works.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
She's fighting so hard.
Then we have to go now. We don't know how much time she has.
Topher, we don't know how much time you have.
What is going on?
We kill it, Etsy. That's the only way this ends.
I don't think we should.
Were you expecting someone?
I don't think so.
The void will reign.
You are a puppet, and so you fall to the ground as puppets do.
Help!
Walt!
Priestess.
Get away from him.
What's going on? Who is that?
Baker, there are two crowbars in the kitchen counter. Get them.
And for the darkness, you shall unravel the fabric.
Now,
Baker!
I'm going!
The void will reign.
I have the crowbars. Where did they go? Topher? Are you awake? Topher!
Etsy.
Hey, you're okay, man.
Where's Etsy? Where is she?
He took her. That guy that was here with the knife, she's gone. You're still bleeding, man.
I've got to find her. He took her to the cultists.
I really don't think you should be moving around right now.
I need you to watch after Simone.
Dude.
She's my sister. Don't let the darkness get her.
I won't.
Put the crowbars in the car.
What is with you guys in crowbars?
Put them in the car, Baker.
Okay.
My name is Topher Summers. It is roughly 10:47. I'm approximately 1 mile south of the Sauvage entrance. It's quiet. If you find this tape, stay away from the swamp. Stay away from the darkness.
Thank you for listening to The Call of the Void. This episode was written and produced by Michael Allen Herman and Josie Eli Lipchinski. This episode stars Angel Jeter, Dan Johnson, Annie Dilworth, Michael Allen Herman, Allison Miko, Amanda Buckhalter, Josie Eli Lipchinski, Ronnie Lipchinski, Matt Delisle, and Joseph Zettelmeyer. The Plymouth Community Arts Council is a proud sponsor of The Call of the Void. Our 774 North Sheldon campus in Plymouth, Michigan is dedicated to the visual and performing arts, hosting monthly exhibits and providing spaces to create your own extraordinary. Visit www.plymoutharts.com for programming and inspiration. We've been all about the arts since 1969. Special thanks to our current donors, Adam Davies, Ken Hansen, Christine Herman, Deb Jackson, Jack Malak, Elise Paquin, Jason Such, Jeff Windham, Kate Voigt, and Matthew Statton. The Call of the Void is an independent audio drama, and we rely entirely on donations to keep us going. If you have the means and would like to help, please consider donating to our show on our website at acornartsandentertainment.com/thevoid. You can also help us by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. A single review goes a long way in helping us find new listeners. For more details, please visit our social media on Instagram or Facebook at The Call of the Void Podcast, or Twitter at The Call of the Void P. We'll be back next week to continue the pure science fiction delight of The Call of the Void. Stay tuned, stay sane.